Hey, are you a business owner, entrepreneur, or professional? If so, we want you to apply to be a featured guest on our show. My name is Adam Torres, and I host the Mission Matters series of podcasts. I've recorded over 3,000 episodes, and we are just getting started. How do you know if you'd be a good guest to be on the show? Well, only one way to find out, and that's to apply, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret. We want guests that have a story to tell. Guests with a brand, a product, or a service that can benefit my audience of listeners. If this sounds like you, go to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. I'd love to talk to you and get to know more about your story. Again, head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, now let's get into the show.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Arnold Volker on the line. He's founder and president at Inventor U, and I'll kick off this episode by saying this is a special book release episode where we're welcoming Arnold into the latest edition of Mission Matters, Business Leaders Edition, Volume 6. First off, Arnold, hey, just want to say welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi, Adam. Thank you very much for having me on.
Oh man, Arnold. So I'm excited to get into Inventor U and what you're doing there, and also into some of the content that you're working on for the book overall. And I'll share from my end some of the reasons why we selected you, and I'm definitely honored to have your writing and your story and to publish it. But I'll start this interview like I start them all with our Mission Matters Minute. So Arnold, we at Mission Matters amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. So that's our mission here. Arnold, what mission matters to you?
Well, I think more than ever, I mean, it's very important that leaders are very strong in making good decisions, I mean, with the changing environment that we have. And I firmly believe that everybody is an inventor. And just by putting on that mindset, I mean, what do you think of when you think of an inventor? You think of somebody that's creative, tireless, driven. Failure really doesn't stop them. Mm-hmm. And how many inventors do you know that nailed it the first time? Not very many. It's a winding path, and there's a lot of trial and error. And I think as a leader, it's important to, whether it's your company or your family, it's important to make good decisions and constantly be adapting to the environment that's going on around you and thinking outside the box, you know, start asking questions, you know, to get more out of the creative side of things. And problems have many solutions, so some better than others. And usually that causes you one thing, which is stepping forward. So I think it's important just to think like an inventor.
That's awesome. Great stuff. And I love bringing on mission-based entrepreneurs and experts onto the show to share why they do what they do. And you have a great story. So I'll start off by maybe just telling you a little, asking you, you know, how did you get started on this path to creating Inventor U?
Well, I think sometimes, you know, things are genetic and life happens and you learn as you get older. In 2008, you know, we're in a manufacturing I own a manufacturing company, and 2008 was very difficult for us. We struggled like a lot of people, and 2011, our founder passed. 2015, I had a divorce. I mean, so life kind of happens like it does for everybody. And as I look back at some of the moves and things that I did, I mean, I was able to kind of just draw on some genetics and just mindset. My grandfather invented kind of one of the first potato planters in 1917, and that's something that kind of always has stuck with me to kind of honor him and be creative. And so when I look back at all the things that we went through in 2008, we're constantly reinventing our business to kind of get through the tough times. And same with me personally. It's like I kept kind of trying to adapt and solve the problem mindset, and that really led me to, you know, kind of forming this Inventor U. When we were struggling kind of the worst. My son, who was 12 at the time, came up with an idea that really is one of the main reasons that we're open today. So you never know from a mindset or where solutions come from. And you know, I'm big into youth and how they're our future. So, I mean, just that whole inventor mindset is a really cool thing. And I learned a lot going through those tough times, and I don't have any regrets. So it's kind of helped me get more to the creative side.
Why do you think looking at yourself as an inventor is important? Like, why do you think that matters?
Well, I think it like I kind of just mentioned, it gets you to turn the apple or look at it from a different angle than, so you're solving a problem. I mean, whether it's 3M that failed many times and then invented the sticky note, you know, or there's a lot of youth. The guy that invented the earmuffs was, I think, 17 years old, or the popsicle, or, you know, there's all these things that people get extremely creative. And I think that's what rings through for me, is that you're not kind of stuck. You know, you're looking for a solution, and that's what inventors do. So I think if we all just can metaphorically put on that inventor hat, it just kind of opens up some opportunities.
Man, I love talking to you. I feel like you have a Rolodex in your mind of different inventors and ages and things like that. Like, you'll just drop them. Like, oh, yeah, the guy that invented the earmuffs. I'm like, that's not common knowledge, Arnold. I'll just walk around. I like it. You can tell when somebody really has a passion for what they do, and you clearly have a passion for, like, the guy that did the popsicles is this. I'm like, it's awesome.
Yeah. Well, I think it's important, you know, as parents or leaders, I mean, to really be a positive role model. And sometimes that's really hard. You know, you look at I'm just passionate, you know, about inventing and just how that can apply to all of us in just our day-to-day life.
So this may be an unfair question, but where do your best ideas come from?
You know, I honestly think the best ideas come when there's problems. And it's like, boy, how do I solve this problem instead of, oh my God, I got another problem, you know? So, kind of just greeting the challenge of, I have a problem, and I love the team atmosphere. I mean, we're a manufacturing company here, and it's like, by the time an idea kind of goes around that circle, you know, and you're inspiring others to participate, it's incredible how one little idea turns into something that's, you know, really can be life-sustaining, whether it's a business or personally. So I think, you know, the whole find a need, fill a need. I mean, if there's a problem and you're trying to solve that problem, it gives you a different mindset.
That's awesome. What would be your, like, if somebody, there's some people watching this right now or listening to this, and they have like an idea, like they have, and at the end of this, I'll of course give you the opportunity to leave, you know, the contact information so people can learn more about Inventor U, of course, and how you're helping people there. But if somebody's listening to this right now and they have that idea, that thing they want to get out there to the world, and they kind of just don't know where to start, like, what would be your first tip? Like, just the first thing to get them to kind of start to take some action?
Well, I think whether it's personal, you know, or an actual product, there's a lot of similarities. And, you know, having people that you can trust and be supportive, you know, whether it's a widget that you're designing and packaging. And in a sense, on the product side of things, the first thing you always end up doing is making a prototype. And then you find out what's wrong with that. And then you keep adapting it. And pretty soon you might be on revision 15. But, you know, we have some products here that we've made over 60,000 units, and we're still finding ways to improve it. So it's kind of
wow.
A never ending, you know, looking for ways to improve things. So I think whether it's changing your habits in your life, or, you know, you start by small steps of, implementing whatever that widget or idea is, and it's like, boy, that didn't work. And you go back to the drawing board and you try it again until it's like, boy, that really put me in a different position. Or on a product side of things, you know, I think you can't have enough as far as support, whether it's me as a person that you can just bounce ideas off from, or an attorney or an accountant, or the SBDC, Small Business Development Center is a great resource. So there's lots of resources out there. I think a lot of people have great product ideas, and then 4 or 5 years later, I think we've all heard it or said it ourselves. It's like, boy, I thought of that, or I wish I would have done that, or, you know, and it's sometimes it's so simple. It's, you know, somebody invented those little umbrellas that go on drinks. And if you think of that story, or it's like, you know, where do these ideas come from? So it's kind of fun in a way.
Man, that is fun. Every time I talk to you, I'm thinking about it like, man, I want some ideas too. I think my problem is that I get too many and then I actually do them. And then I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah. How did I get over here?
I think this is how this whole business started. I started a podcast and then look what happened.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
I didn't mean for that to happen, but I'm happy now. But, let's just say 20 businesses in, right? Like, so there goes my issue. But, I want to go further into Inventor U. So how do you work with clients? Like, give me a little bit of a feel for who typically gets the most value out of the content.
There was a recent person that I helped down in Florida that had some ideas on some apps for restaurant type industry. And I think sometimes people have ideas and they just need a sounding board of, will this even work, or what are the first steps, whether you're going down the trademarking avenue and you need to go out to the website, patent trade office, and search some names, you know, so it's kind of holding them accountable. Sometimes that works, you know, where it's maybe 3-4 calls and, okay, what did you do last week? So it's kind of that coaching hat. I think some people, you know, they just almost get stage fright. It's like, well, I got this great idea, but I'm afraid if I let anybody know about it, I'm not gonna do it. Well, then you just don't. And there's a lot of horrible stories out there where people take somebody else's idea. I mean, so it's all about moving forward. And I think in my example with my grandfather, I mean, with the potato planter, his version wasn't the version that took off. Somebody added some ropes and bells and whistles, and that's what took off. But my grandfather lived 101, and he never was a bitter person. He was always looking forward and creating. So I think that's the role I can do, is help people just kind of stay focused on what outcome do they want, and try to keep making baby steps in that direction.
Man, that is so exciting. And I can't wait to read your writing and to publish your story. And this is one of the main reasons why you were chosen for this book. Number one, I've never published somebody that was specifically writing on the idea of inventing and what that means. And number two, just your whole take on it, I never really considered. Like, the idea of the resiliency it takes, the other things. I think sometimes I just personally, I'm not putting anybody else, now, and it kind of took it for granted. Like, when you read the quotes on, like, Thomas Edison or whatever, or the whoever, like 10,000 tries, all those memes you see and things, right? A meme generation. But, you know, I take it for granted. But then you look at, like, life and what it means, like, overall in life, and just to be able to get that many no's, like the Colonel Sanders of the world, right?
Yep,
and all the no's that they get, or the ideas, or the, like, and you think about what it takes overall to, like, even maybe some of the less known names, but the people all around us, like everywhere, like all the business, all the shops that when you drive to work or wherever you're going in your day to day, like each one of those storefronts, each one of those businesses have a story. Like, there's a bit of resiliency that went into doing that, because nothing is easy. It just doesn't work that way. Nothing.
Right.
I don't care what the business is. Nothing's easy. It's not nothing. Everybody has their day. But, like, the resiliency of, like, showing up every single day, there's a certain beauty in that. And I think in your writing and what you're talking about relating to inventing and Inventor U, I think it just ties in great. And I think it's your story is going to help and inspire a lot of people.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, yeah, absolutely. So, Arnold, that being said, I want to give you an opportunity. If somebody wants to learn more about Inventor U and they wanna connect because they have some ideas or they want some guidance, I mean, what's the best way for people to do that?
There's a few different ways. One is just through Facebook. They can connect Inventor U is my the letter U. Otherwise, on our, I have a website, inventor-u.com. So those are the two easiest places, and my contact information and stuff is there. Otherwise, yeah, just Googling my name, Arnold Volker, V-O-L-K-E-R, you'll definitely find me.
Amazing. So, Arnold, really look forward to reading your work and also to listen to this interview later and distributing it. So I think it's going to be great content for our audience. And to everyone listening, thank you for tuning in, as always. Appreciate it. If you got a lot of value out of this, if you learned something, I know I did, don't forget, hit that subscribe button, especially if you're a first-time listener or visitor. We have many more mission-based entrepreneurs, executives, and experts coming on, and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Arnold, thanks again for coming to the show. This is our first episode. I'm sure you're going to be coming on for some more. So excited to work with you.
Yeah, thank you very much. You have an excellent day.